Hello, my name is Marcos. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas? Hello, my name is Marcos. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in your area in this address in Texas?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Marcos. This is not a sales.
Oh, you're Marcos, because I was like, I'm not Marcos. But yes, Marcos, I am registered to vote at this address.
Okay. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one would take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote
yes,
or wait on
the... No, I vote in... I try to vote in all the elections.
Will you say definitely vote in the primary election or...
Yeah,
okay. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Houston Independent School District, the HISD, would you say very favorable,
unfavorable.
Somewhat?
Not favorable.
Would you say somewhat
unfavorable
or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Sheila Jackson Lee? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Danny Norris? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Well, is there one for, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, okay. What about Clint Dan Horn? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Three. I don't know who that is. I need to do some research because I don't know who that is even.
Okay. What about Harold Dutton? Very
Harold
favorable. Dutton. That was my mistake. Harold Dutton.
No problem.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
That's a hard question. He's been in office 900 years. It's favorable, but he just be unopposed. So there's nothing to compare him to. So favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
He's favorable. He gave me a recommendation when I went to college. So that's how, because I'm old. I'm 50 years old. So he's been in office since then. So, yeah, favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yeah. I guess somewhat. I don't know if he is or nothing.
Okay. What about Joyce Chapman?
Again, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay. As you may know, the Texas state has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or would you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
Well, my opinions fall somewhere. I don't agree with the takeover. I do not agree with the takeover, but I also do not think that HISD has done the best job. But I do not agree with the takeover because I don't trust the state.
Okay. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today, Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I guess Harold Dutton. If there was guns involved, I'd say Harold Dutton. Just because I know who he is, but I need to do some research because I don't want to just vote for him because I know who he is.
Okay. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income home owners. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Extremely positive.
Okay.
That's not a choice, but that's the one I choose.
Okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Honestly, my personal opinion, none issue, because his staff should have stopped him a long time ago. He'd been doing bullshit for years. So the fact that they finally was like, oh my God, he did something bad. But it's a non-issue, but I think unfavorable if I had to give you an answer. But I think it's a non-issue because I think he felt the same way that I feel. It's bullshit. Y'all are just doing stuff to save face when you could have done something a long time ago when he was out here doing real, honest to goodness, heinous stuff. But anywho, that's not what you asked me. And you didn't call here for this long diatribe. So moving on.
Would you say somewhat negative or very negative?
Somewhat negative, because I don't particularly care about that.
Yeah, okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Extremely positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
As a lower-income Texan who needs health insurance, very positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative?
I don't agree with it, so not positive. Extremely not positive.
Okay. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative?
Realistically positive.
Yeah, okay.
Extremely positive. I wholeheartedly don't support criminalizing anybody for women being able to choose what they do with their bodies as a woman with a body.
Okay. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative, very
positive? Who's against that? Who is against that? I want to know.
Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for state house if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman.
Overwhelmingly, Harold Dutton now.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
Today is my birthday, and 55 to 64 is where I am.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I do neither. I live with and take care of a relative, so I'm a loafer. I'm a layabout and a loafer.
Good. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Black. But African American for your paperwork. Either one.
Yep. Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
Nope.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
I have managed to, and I know I'm probably not. I've managed to get old and be black and not have kids.
Okay.
I don't have kids at all. I have dogs. And so far, they don't let them go to school. But if they did, I would send them.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful day and happy birthday as well. Okay, Mom?
Thank you. Good night. Bye.
Thank you so much, Mom. Bye-bye.
Bye.